Mikao Usui gave his students a simple list of rules to live by, and these guiding principles were the foundation of his whole system. It was said that as much spiritual development would come through following the precepts as would come by carrying out any of the energy work. Now, Usui had a Buddhist background, and precepts are an important part of Buddhist practice. Precepts are not like the commandments that are found in a Judeo-Christian tradition, thou shalt not, but are framed in terms of a statement of intent to behave in a particular way, a description of a way of behaving that you work towards, an ideal to try and aspire to. Usui's precepts are something that he worded himself, but what he did was to reinterpret or simplify a set of principles that come from a Tendai sect of Shugendo that he was in contact with. These principles date back to the 9th century, so we are working with something very old here. Now, you don't need to be a Buddhist, or indeed have any religious beliefs, to follow Mikao Usui's precepts, and I cannot see how these guiding principles could be objected to by anyone. Here is a translation of the full precepts. The secret method of inviting happiness through many blessings. The spiritual medicine for all diseases. Just for today, do not anger, do not worry. Be humble. Be honest in your dealings with people. Be compassionate towards yourself and others. Do gassho every morning and evening. Keep in your mind and recite the Usui Reiki healing system to improve your body and mind. The founder, Mikao Usui. Now, within that sequence, there are 5 precepts, and I will repeat them. Just for today, do not anger, do not worry. Be humble. Be honest in your dealings with people. Be compassionate towards yourself and others. This is what the 5 precepts sound like in Japanese.
今日だけは怒るな。 心配すな。感謝して。行を励め。人に親切に。And
here they are again.
今日だけは怒るな。心配すな。感謝して。行を励め。人に親切に。
Students of a Reiki society, set up by the imperial officers after Usui's death, would have chanted the precepts as part of their daily energy exercises, and you can do this if you like. But the important thing is to have the principles in mind as you go about your life, and to allow them to guide the way that you think and react. The precepts aren't there to be read, but to be lived. The precepts guide us to live in the moment. The past is gone and cannot be changed, and the future is not here yet. All we have is this moment. All we have is now. And in fact, our whole life consists of a series of now moments. To live in the moment is to be mindful, and I recommend that you research, investigate, and work towards practicing mindfulness in your daily life. The precepts ask us to put things in their proper perspective. We should not endlessly dwell on the past, because this is a distraction, and we should not endlessly focus on the future and worry now about something that may never happen, because this is illusion. The precepts guide us to be humble, remembering the many blessings that we have in our lives, and they guide us to be honest to others, but also to be honest to ourselves. And finally, the precepts guide us to be compassionate. We should be compassionate towards other people, but we should also be compassionate towards ourselves. This means forgiveness. Forgiveness of others, but also forgiveness of ourselves. Not beating ourselves up for not being perfect, not taking ourselves too seriously, being light-hearted. Many people have found that following Mikao Usui's precepts has made a real difference to the quality of their lives and their relationships. and we should take time to consider each principle in turn to see how it impinges on our lives, our relationships, our interactions, our thoughts and expectations and emotions. What do the precepts mean to us? Well, we need to work that out for ourselves.